pandemic within a pandemic. That's how advocates have described a recent surge in domestic violence.
The number of arrests for domestic violence, battery, aggravated battery, during this pandemic have been stunning.
That's Carol Myrna, Executive Director of the Center for Prevention of Abuse in Peoria. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from Pekin Insurance and Unland Companies. On Deck delivers everything you need to know going on in the community each weekday morning, brought to you by local partners. Pekin Insurance and Unland Companies, your total insurance solution. More at unland.com and pekininsurance.com.
Today is Monday, September 14th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. Governor J.B. Pritzker says Bradley University did the right thing in ordering a two-week quarantine after the campus saw a spike in COVID-19 cases.
I think Bradley has made a wise choice for their campus. What works for them may not work for everybody else.
Pritzker says it's safer to get students quarantined and tested closer to campus than to bring the coronavirus home with them.
They should quarantine in place. Sending them home has the potential to add to the numbers of people who contract COVID-19.
The governor also says the state is working on a distribution plan for a COVID vaccine and that the state would distribute the vaccine based on availability and priority.
We want to make sure that the people who are most vulnerable are reached first, people who are most at risk because of the jobs that they have, our frontline workers, our nurses, our doctors, etc. We want to make sure that they are covered.
Pritzker notes Illinois is the third highest testing state in the country at nearly 50,000 tests per day. Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. The Tri-County region's COVID-19 death toll is up to 57 with the death of a Tazewell County man. The resident of a long-term health care facility was in his 70s. Ahead of the weekend, Tri-County health officials reported a region total of 4,482 COVID-19 cases since the start of the pandemic. Bradley University reported a 14.4% COVID-19 positivity rate on campus this past week. 102 students tested positive for a total of 142 since the semester began. All students are quarantining. And Tazewell County is at a COVID-19 warning level again. This is the second time the Illinois Department of Public Health has classified Tazewell as a warning area. The last time was in early August. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. The COVID-19 pandemic may be masking another pandemic, a surge in domestic violence cases. Tim Shelley tells us why.
Since stay-at-home orders first took hold in March, reports of domestic violence have skyrocketed around the globe. Unfortunately, that's true here in Peoria as well. Carol Myrna, Executive Director of the Center for Prevention of Abuse, says she's never seen anything like it.
The number of arrests for domestic violence, battery, aggravated battery, during this pandemic have been stunning.
Myrna says it's not uncommon for a rise in domestic violence to happen during times of crisis. Events like natural disasters and economic recessions place additional stress on already tenuous situations. But the confluence of factors created by the global pandemic have pushed domestic violence into unprecedented rates.
During the stay-at-home order, there were days when that Peoria County arrest report was 100% arrest for domestic violence. And we had never seen that before.
Peoria County Sheriff Brian Asbell says that so far this year, 26% of bookings in the county jail have been for domestic violence offenses. That's up from 17% the same time last year. Asbell says that's a big increase.
When you're looking at all the different offenses that come into this building, a 9% jump is very significant in my opinion.
But numbers don't tell the full story, Asbell says. His office responds to plenty of calls that may not result in an arrest, but point to an increasing strain in everyday life.
Sometimes, even though there hasn't been a physical altercation, you can almost predict it's happening. And that's what a lot of the deputies are reporting back, where you're just seeing this increase in tension in these households. For various reasons.
Asbell says the pandemic has created a perfect storm of conditions that are producing highly unstable home environments.
The increased stress at so many different levels, the isolation, and that results in more tension. Right. Further compounded by, the high unemployment rates, just this economics.
This perfect storm of conditions has led not only to rising levels of domestic violence, but more severe injuries as a result. Carol Myrna says that beginning in March, advocates started to notice a frightening trend. Data from the Peoria Police Department shows that aggravated domestic battery is up significantly, particularly in cases involving strangulation. Peoria reported 17 such cases for all of 2019. So far this year, there have been 30. Advocates worry that this increase in severe injuries may signal that victims aren't seeking help until late in the abuse cycle. Vicki Smith, executive director of the Illinois Coalition Against Domestic Violence, says that could be happening for a few reasons. The first is that victims may be reluctant to seek help from shelters or hospitals for fear of exposing themselves to COVID.
The other part, of course, is that people are stuck with each other and where they live, right? So it's much harder to access outside assistance or support in the same way that might have been possible before COVID.
Quarantines, job loss, and working from home have resulted in many victims being trapped at home with their abusers. That kind of confinement can make calling for help difficult and even dangerous. And with no real end to the pandemic in sight, advocates worry that this perfect storm will continue to rage. Still, everyone we spoke to for this story urges anyone experiencing domestic violence to reach out for help. Smith wants victims to know that advocates aren't going anywhere.
Help is available, but it's not hopeless. It may be more challenging, it may be more difficult, more things need to be put in place, but help is here.
I'm Tim Shelley.
Go to WCBU.org for links to resources for domestic violence survivors. Before we let you go, the Peoria Public Schools Board of Trustees meets this evening. You can expect to find more on that meeting tomorrow on WCBU.org. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from Pekin Insurance and Umland Companies. Whether it's work or play, On Deck is your local source for community happenings brought to you by local partners, Pekin Insurance and Umland Companies, your total insurance solution. More at umland.com and pekininsurance.com.